If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Jen Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago. We call this extremely local news. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen, good morning. Anybody who's been to Water Tower Place on Michigan Avenue has been wondering what is going to happen to that building because there are so many vacancies. And I guess there is kind of a plan now, isn't there?
There is. Good morning, Bob. Yes, Water Tower Place, which was like my dream place to visit as a teen, and it used to be very busy, has really gone downhill in recent years, mostly since the pandemic. There are at least 18 vacancies across 8 floors, and a lot of places that have like big, you know, going out of business signs up when our reporter went by last week. So there is a plan to change up Water Tower Place, and it's similar to what has happened in other malls across downtown. They are planning to turn the upper levels into condos and office spaces while keeping the first 3 floors retail. Now, this is the alderman is saying that this is the plan. The developer behind the plan is not confirming anything yet, but the alderman is very confident, and as is the Magmile Association, which is, you know, dedicated to reviving that corridor in Michigan Avenue.
That Chicago Place Mall at 700 North Michigan Avenue, and Saks used to be the anchor there. Some years ago, they closed, and the building was converted to office and residential space. Do we know if that has been successful over there?
It has. So, and then the other store, the other businesses over there. So you have like the shops of 900 North. Those are still doing okay, seemingly. Our reporter Melody Mercado is hearing that Uniqlo is coming back to Michigan Avenue. That has that big vacancy across the street from Water Tower Place on Michigan Avenue. So it sounds like things are in the works and set for a revival. And the alderman thinks, you know, once we have some offices and we have some more foot traffic, people living up in that Water Tower Place area, it's going to help the entire area.
Right. The Magmile recovery could get a big boost. Well, let's talk about the Wrigley Field Goose and a lot of attention now on the bird. And the bird flew the coop or flew the bleachers anyway, right?
He did, she did, or whoever. I don't know. there was speculation about whether a goose was laying eggs in the planter box in deep center field of Wrigley Field. They ended up closing off seating around the goose this weekend during the game. Our co-founder who's on with you, Seamus Toomey, was there, and he went over and talked to the security guards. He had a whole team making sure the goose was protected. It became kind of like a mascot this weekend for Cubs fans, but yeah, as of Monday, the goose has vacated, so we are looking for a new Cubs mascot, not a goat, and apparently not a goose, unless the goose wants to come back.
Yeah, with the cold weather, the goose, I'm sure, has flown south. And finally, let's talk about the Ravenswood furniture store and the neighbors pitching in to help. Tell us this story.
Yeah, this is a huge bummer. There's a really great store called Mint Home. It's up at 4949 North Damon, and it's really beautifully curated vintage furniture. The folks behind it have been restoring these vintage pieces for years. They, you know, lovingly redo the wood on these old dressers from the 1950s and 60s, like lots of really cool mid-century modern stuff. They headed into work on Friday, and they smelled something burning, and it turned out the dry cleaners next door had caught fire, and it has destroyed everything in their store as well as the dry cleaners. So if you go to blockclubchicago.org, you'll see a link to a GoFundMe. People are pitching in to help the business. They're going to have to, you know, rebuild not only the store but all of their inventory, which, you know, thrifting and finding this stuff is a full-time job in itself. So we're feeling for them, and people have stepped up so far. About $10,000 has been donated to help the business.
And let's see, that was Friday afternoon. The fire devastated Mint Home, Shays Furniture Store, 4949 North Damon Avenue, and also the Crystal Cleaners next door. To more at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.